Well, Josh, she took the kids down to Manhattan, I do believe an event hosted by Kansas State, if I'm not mistaken, and just to have some competition against some other kids in the Midwest. And I tell you, it was a good 2 days for the kids, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. They performed really well in kind of some tough conditions, but K-State put on a really great meet.
Let's talk about day one, because you had one event on day one and then another event on day two, didn't you?
Yeah, we had shot put day one and then discus on day two.
Good results, weren't they?
Yeah, they were good results. We only went there with the expectations to do what it took to win and whatever the environment was. We weren't too worried about distances. We were just competing against the competition that was there.
And you had to battle some elements down there as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we really did. It rained off and on. When it was cold, so it got a lot warmer on the second day, but we definitely had a different environment than we've definitely been used to around here. Not so much rain. So
Kennedy, how about you? We're pretty pleased, shot and disc. You're pretty pleased with what you saw down there?
Yeah, I was just really going down there with the mindset that it was just like any other meet. It didn't matter that it was at a university. It didn't matter that it was a relay meet. I was just going down there with the expectation that whatever I had to do to win was going to happen.
So you were right around what you've been throwing in both events, didn't you?
Yeah, so shot put, I was a little bit over a foot under the PR. And then discus, I think I was like, I want to say like 6 feet under. So it wasn't terrible, but battling those conditions obviously is a lot harder. It's a lot more challenging, but I wasn't mad about anything that happened down there.
In some way, were you kind of glad that you're having a meet where you have to, because you never know, Omaha, Burke, it's been cold, it's been hot, it's been windy, it's been rainy. You don't know what you're going to get that day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm a senior now. All 3 years that I've gone to state track, obviously I didn't go to my freshman year, but my sophomore and junior year on discus day, I didn't get a single good wind. I've never gotten a single good wind meet. So to go down there and again, not get a good meet for wind, I mean, it was nothing else. It was just an expectation to go down there and win. Same thing with shot put. I just wanted to go down there and win.
I know you miss your being with your teammates and everything here at the Donstein Invite, but you've fallen their results. Boy, the girls' team is doing some good things, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing great. I mean, Emily Shack finally getting over that 100-foot barrier. We're working with her. She's trying to get to be the number two girl in all of Class D in discus, and obviously she's doing really, really good in the 800, the mile. She's helping out with the 4x4. Abby Spargo's picking up a couple more events, obviously kind of taking care of what needs to be taken care of while Claire's taking the recovery. And then as well as all those freshman girls coming up in the throwing, I'm just super happy with our throw squad. They've been doing amazing this year.
A lot of meets still to go, but boy, it seems like the season's just week by week, and before you know it, your conference, district, state will be here.
Yeah, it's going fast. I mean, having those two meet weeks obviously is helping the season go a lot faster. I mean, I'm trying to slow it down, kind of take my moments, you know, have that senior moment every time. So, I mean, I'm just happy that state's obviously coming up soon, but I'm going to take my time.
Now, Brock not here. He's home. He's home doing some homework. You catch up a little homework, Coach. Talk about his 2 days down there.
Brock did exactly what I asked him to do. I'm going to take a little L on that one. I held him back in the shot put a bit, so he was frustrated. His timing was off. He missed the ball every time. And throwing 60-foot on a bad day consistently is not a bad place to be. So we'll work on that this week. That's on me. He built really well in the discus. He wanted to win, but really we just went there to make sure our technique's getting better and just compete like any other meet.
Now, if you would have been here, this would have been a meet against Noah Rao from Chase County. It seemed like when those two guys, they know each other, when they battle each other, it brings out the best in both of them.
Absolutely. I would love to have saw Noah there. I can't wait to see Noah. I support that kid. I am so excited to watch him. It's never really a competition between the two of them. It's more how do we make each other throw farther on the day. And it really doesn't matter who wins. It's just nice to see exceptional athletes in our area.
I know this is not the first time that DCS athletes have gone out. I think it happened last year, if I'm not mistaken. It was good to kind of let the throwers, hey, let's take them down, see what they can do.
Yeah, we took a pretty good amount of our team last year. At KU, they had individuals, and with K-State Relays this year, there was their inaugural event. They did not have any individual, so we had the Cambridge meet, so it didn't really work out for the rest of our athletes to go. I wish it would have, but I was really happy to hear how well they did on Saturday at Cambridge. So
again, long ways to go. I got a lot of big meets still. There's still plenty of improvement and work to do in both the shot and disc, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. We just had a conversation about this morning. Take a step back, and we really need to refine the things that we're doing because we do compete so much. sometimes we don't really have the time to get back to where we need to go. And that's kind of our focus at this point. It's not results. It's just, where are we at the end of the year?